Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Hello, Igniters. Today's guest is Fiona Craig, who is an NLP practitioner, life coach, psychotherapist, business mentor, and award-winning author of Stuck in a Rut, How to Rescue Yourself and Live Your Truth. Fiona lives in Sydney, Australia's eastern suburbs with her two boys and created Life Balance Coach to provide transformational life coaching programs that help women remove the fear, worry, and guilt that stops them from creating the life they want to live. Fiona has been interviewed by the Australian Women's Weekly, The New Daily, Women's Fitness Magazine, and written articles for Herald Sun Melbourne, The Collective, Sunday Life Magazine, Career One, Mouse of Mums, I Am Woman Magazine, and contributes to several blogs and online publications. Enjoy Fiona's story. Hi, Fiona. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
I'm really excited to get to know your story. So shall we get started?
Yes, let's get started.
Excellent. All right. So where are you now? Can you tell us about what's happening for you right now?
Right now in terms of my business and me and, okay, well, I'm a single mum. I'm in Bondi Junction. I have two beautiful boys, one with two legs and he's 15 and one with four legs and he's five. And I call myself the life balance coach. So I am all about supporting people to live a balanced life. And balance means different things to different people. I'm probably more towards the mindset of balance, which is feeling calm and balanced within. So I walk the walk, talk the talk myself, and balance, I guess, being a mum and being a business owner and looking after myself.
Yeah, so what's your story to get to where you are now, to your life balance coaching? And that, was there a story that sort of like a change point for you that wanted, you sort of wanted to go into the coaching? Or?
Well, in terms of balance, I was definitely out of balance. So my out of balance is in my 20s when I was in I guess the extravagant 80s, let's say, when I'd go along to lots of parties, I was in advertising and burning the candle at both ends, and I got myself really sick. And I ended up in bed for 6 months, and I didn't have many friends. I was quite partying, superficial friends. So I had a bit of a crisis, an existential crisis, as I lay in bed going like, who am I? What's my purpose? What's going on here? And I realized I'd moved away from my passion, which is helping people. And I was in advertising and modeling and this sort of career because I guess people said to me, that's what I should do. I didn't really think about what do I want. And it was when I was 16, I was really drawn to psychology. So I was sitting there lying in bed and I had to make some really big changes, and some of them were like setting boundaries, healthy eating, some bad behaviours too. I was bulimic and just really looking after myself, and I guess even in the mind, educating myself, you know, being calm and not taking things to heart, and, you know, managing my stress a lot better. So after chronic fatigue, and it took me a couple of years to recover, then I went to pursue the helping profession and started off as a counsellor, then got postgraduate training as a psychotherapist, and then in the last 4 years I've rebranded myself as the life balance coach.
So was there actually a tipping point in there for the change?
I think it just got to times when I would need a change. Things wouldn't be working. When I was a counsellor and psychotherapist, for instance, that change into life balance coach, that was to do because the sort of clients that you deal with are in drugs and mental health. And I don't have an affinity. I don't have a past history. I felt like I couldn't add value to that client group. There was a lot of mental health that I was dealing with. I mean, sure, anxiety and depression as well. But I guess I just wanted to work by myself too, have my own business. It was something I used to joke when I was 16 and say, I'm going to become dad, a self-employed businesswoman, you know, all this kind of stuff. And having my own business has given me that flexibility. And it's something that I've had to step into. It wasn't that I became the life balance coach and then therefore I'm it, you know. It was sort of stepping into those shoes and then really sort of taking on slowly that persona.
Yeah, so it sounds like a bit of a slow rumble that's instigated any changes. It's just been at a certain point you decided to go in a different direction.
And I guess that all happened, the life balance coach really happened from the divorce. Being separated and single mum is when I was in my psychotherapy studies, and then from that going on and having my own business, because I my top priority is my family, my son, and so having my own business, I can work the hours that suit me. In the mornings, I do exercise, and I don't really see anybody until 11 o'clock because it just allows me time to ease into the day. You know, I joke the day doesn't start until I've had a latte. And I've always been allergic to morning. Even the dog sleeps in. We all sleep in the morning, what can I say? But that's my life balance. And then I don't see clients between 3 and 6. And that's because my brain goes and I do other sort of things. And my son comes home from school and he sort of looks at me. I can look at him. I mean, in the old days when he was young, we used to have a bit more conversation. Now he's a teenager. But then I can be refreshed and energized to see clients after work, which is majority of the clients I see after work and on Saturdays. So I can have this great balanced life where I can juggle everything, where if I was working for an organization, I'd struggle because my energy boosts post-chronic fatigue are smaller. I work in short, like 5-hour blocks. I really do struggle, having had chronic fatigue, to be working a 9-to-5. You know, I'd be passing out at 3 o'clock, I swear.
So what challenges have you had along the way? Have you had any that have made you feel like throwing in the towel?
My challenges usually relate to technology, and some people will giggle with that. I don't know why, but maybe that's because I was born in the 60s. There's something about, you know, when the internet arrived. I used to really struggle even downloading my photographs, these old days, you know, from the camera onto the computer, onto the desktop. But I've persevered because I wanted to be a lean startup. And I really wanted to learn to do it myself because one day I thought I might be teaching others. So besides doing life balance coaching, I also business mentor women. Women, and this has just purely happened out of luck, where people will contact me and go, "Oh, Fiona, I'm a coach. I've just graduated and I've seen your website and I like what you do. Can you teach me what you do?" And so that's how the business mentoring side started. So I thought, oh, goodness, you know, I've got to get familiar with technology. And, yeah, it took me 2 days to get over it with MailChimp, for instance. But, you know, I get there in the end because it's not, and I put this actually on a video the other day on my Facebook page. You know, the problem that we're struggling with really isn't the problems, it's our feelings and our thoughts around the problem. So I would remember back to downloading the images on my camera and from my camera onto my computer and go, "Oh, you can't do this, give up, get your dad to do it, blah, blah, blah." And so every time I hit technology, I go back to those familiar beliefs about myself that I can't do it, it's really uncomfortable. But if I persist through that uncomfortableness, eventually when I look at what I have to do And there's always a YouTube clip to help you. I guarantee you Google and someone else has done a video on how to do something. And I sit there and watch it and eventually I get through. So I guess like everybody, there's things that I struggle with. And the technology of setting up my website and managing the newsletters and the blogs and all the things that I do has been a struggle.
Yeah, I can relate to those.
Can you? Oh, good.
Getting very good at Googling and using YouTube.
yeah. And then it empowers me. It feels so great when I haven't, sometimes when I have little website hiccups, like a 404 redirect, I panic. Oh my God, I'm locked out of my own website. Then I've got a lovely technical guy that I can call and he will fix anything. But it is really nice to control your own how you do everything, because I really like to control my own online marketing, because I'm all about relationship building, relationships and support. So I like to do things slowly. I have a certain style, and I think if somebody else managed it, it wouldn't be the same.
What keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Is it like a big vision?
Yeah, it's a vision that excites. Yeah, it's what excites me. That is that. Or of course, there's also the fear of not paying bills in terms of, the business. But I think what really excites me, yeah. So I've been in the last year, I have been like almost like my book's stuck in a rut. I've almost been stuck in my own business rut. But stuck for a good reason is not to just launch into the next thing. So I've got my business and my packages, and I've got my sales funnel, my book, and I've just sort of been sitting back going, ooh, what else do I want to add? Where else do I want to go? But not do what everyone else does because of the sake of everyone doing it. What's really authentic me and what things do I like? So I know we were chatting a little bit earlier before this recording started about Zoom and I love seeing people, and I'm all about relationships. So I can't imagine becoming the webinar queen, because to me I like to see people.
Yeah.
So what my next step, what inspires me and everything, I think it's just staying true to myself.
Yeah.
And allowing my curiosity to direct me, and then giving something a go, and seeing if it's a good fit.
So, do you think with the book, The Stuck in a Rut, was it like an ignition point? Did things take off from there?
Definitely, because it's another way of putting yourself out there. So the website was the first one, and the horror of having a video of me and my face and everything on the internet and all those things. And then as you build up your social media platforms, but gradually I get over myself. So putting the book out was really exciting. And for me, it was that the excitement of sharing knowledge and helping people, and especially when I got the emails or someone would contact me, oh, I'm in Byron Bay on holidays and I've gone into this bookshop and I've just read the first chapter in the car and I'm crying. And she sent me this email at June, last June, so it's about a year ago, June long weekend. And I was just like, oh, my God, there are people actually reading and getting something out of my book. So that was a big point. And then the media contacting me and wanting to have a chat about the book. So yes, definitely. I think the book has taken my business to the next level, but also taken my confidence to the next level. People then ask, you're going to do another book? Oh, my God. It's like saying, do you going to have another child? It's just like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen next. But it has to feel right and not feel pushed. So when I have another message to share, that's when I'll write. But at the moment, it's just the joy of working with clients and the joy of going along and talking about my book at the moment that excites me.
Yeah, I love that. So what sort of new possibilities have opened up for you?
New possibilities. Well, like being interviewed on podcasts. That's something that's new, and I love that. I've been interviewed on radio. I haven't yet TV. So possibilities like that for my business, but also the possibilities of friendship too. And I've made in the last year some amazing friends. And just like soul sisters, like my goodness, we have a cup of coffee and then oh my God, we're like long lost sisters. So I think that's what's so lovely about connecting with other business owners, because we're all on this same journey and we can all support each other. And I'm very much about there's clients for everybody. So I don't hold back in supporting, because I know that we will grow together, and I know that there's just a lovely exchange. I get something too. And I don't ask for anything, but I always get something. And so I think that's serendipity.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, relationships are so important, aren't they?
Yeah, very, very much so. And I've actually recently just started a new meetup group. I'm experimenting, and I've called it Menopausal Mamas. And
Love that.
I did it because I'm entering menopause, and I thought it would be really fun to connect with women my age. So it's a social group. And the tagline is, I'm still hot, it just comes in flashes.
Perfect. That is perfect.
Yeah, so that's an experiment in meetup. So we'll see how that one goes. But I just think it's just great to connect with like-minded people, and certainly women in their early 50s. So I'm really open for connection and coffee and fun. And come on, we could be getting older, but we still have a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, so let's have a change of pace and go into the speed round. So, what's your favorite book?
It's not very speedy, am I? I can't remember. What's my favorite book? Oh, they're usually Buddhist books. They're my favorite books. Dharma, Dharma teachings. I love Jack Canfield, and they're all from the 90s. Isn't that really sad?
Gosh, there's so many great books, though.
But there used to be a bookshop called Adyar Bookshop in Clarence Street in Sydney. And you'd go in there and it was full of crystals and it smelt amazing from incense. It was so sad when that closed down, because I'd go in there and books would almost fall off the shelf. My most favorite book that I use is the numerology book, because I'm really fascinated by number vibrations.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I'd love to hear more about that. Do you have a favorite mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Oh, it sounds so cliche, but a lot of times Anthony Robbins and I guess Oprah. Oprah got me through some tough times when I had chronic fatigue. I used to watch her show on Channel 10, look forward to it every day.
Oh, cool. What's the daily ritual that works best for you?
Definitely walking my dog. Since we've adopted Buddy, it's not just about losing weight, but oxygenating my body and also clearing my mind and really seeing beauty in nature as well. I mean, it's so lovely. There's so many wonderful things happen walking the dog. I mean, the other day was absolutely hilarious. A golden retriever jumped into the duck pond and freaked out all the ducks and all the black swans. But it was hilarious. And the owner's like, oh my God. And I swear the golden retriever wanted to become a swan. It was so cute and funny and adorable and terrifying all at the same time. So it's like it's connecting with nature.
Do you have a favorite food?
Definitely Thai food. I can be won over with anything with Thai food.
You like the country or the city?
I'm not used to the country. I love it for holidays, but it's really about where the people are. I mean, if all my friends moved to the country, I'd have to move too. But thank goodness they're all here in Sydney.
So, what's your biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
The biggest piece of advice. I really, we'll see, this is going to sound also so cliche, but the biggest piece of advice for, well, and I'm my own product of it really, was when I had chronic fatigue and when I was recovering, I did go and see a counsellor. And that was the first awareness of some faulty thinking and bad habits and things that were resulting in my illness. I always think you can do it alone. It's great to do it with people, but it's also good to go and seek professional advice. And that doesn't, I'm not advocating life coaches. I'm advocating all the helping profession. It's really, there's so much out of your awareness, so many blind spots, so much unfinished business, and that can be attended to with somebody, and you get there a lot quicker too.
So true. Yeah. So last question.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I'd go back to LA and have a bit more fun because I was studying gemology and jewelry design at the time. And that's before, that's between advertising and studying counselling. So it was right before I had chronic fatigue. I really could have just loosened up a little and just enjoyed America, but I was so studious. But that's what I tell my former self, you know. There are times to have fun. Have fun, Fiona. Have fun, Fiona. You're so serious and be spontaneous.
Yeah. So thank you so much for your valuable time today. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you and we'll end it there?
Yes, you can contact me through my website, lifebalancecoach.com.au.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Leanne. Lovely to speak to you today.
Igniters, that was the amazingly balanced Fiona Craig. I loved her passion for helping people, how her top priority is her family and living a balanced life so she can juggle everything. You can learn more about working with Fiona at lifebalancecoach.com.au. For more information about myself and learning about how to implement change into your life, go to ignitepodcast.com.